Blog Talk Radio.
One of the most difficult things to do is find yourself in a storm. While in that storm, it seems like everyone who you thought you could count on has walked away. Sometimes it seems like even God himself has forgotten about you. But in spite of that, you'll still be able to lift your hands and say, Lord, I trust you. To me 10 years ago.
I can only trust you. No one else like you.
But it's the thoughts in my mind. I wonder how I will make it.
I will make it through.
Oh God, but I trust you. Sometimes the pain in my life. Oh God, it makes you seem so far away. Can I get a witness, somebody? But God, I trust you.
I need to know you're here.
Through the tears.
Through the tears and the pain.
Anybody ever had to cry late in the midnight hour? Every tear you've had to cry. Through the heartache and rain. Come on, take it up. Through the tears. Oh, that's right. Through the heartache. Listen, somebody's going through something right now, and the devil's trying to convince you that there's no way you can make it out, and he says you're not going to be able to get out of this situation, but I wish somebody would make the devil out of a lie right now and lift your hands and say, God, I will trust you. I don't know how you're going to do it. I don't know when you're going to show up, but God, I know you're going to do it. God, I know you're going to bring me out. Come on, if that's you, come on, lift your voice and say, I will. Oh, that's right. I'll trust you. Hallelujah. Oh God, I don't know when the pains go in, but I know, God, you wouldn't put more on me than I can bear. So I trust you in spite of what I see, in spite of what I'm going through. I trust you. God, you've never left me. I know you love me. That's why I trust you. Come on, why you take it up? I had my heart broken. I made some mistakes. God, you still kept me. Oh God, you're faithful. You see what I'm going through. You know my pain. I trust you. It's not easy for me, but I trust you. I know you're here with me. I'm not by myself. As long as I got you, Jesus, I can make it. I trust you. Yeah. You're by your side. I trust you. Oh God, I just lost my job. I got more bills and money, but
well, praise the Lord, everybody. You were listening to I Will Trust You by James Fortune. Hallelujah. How many want to trust God today? How many believe that they can trust God, that he'll never fail you? Hallelujah. No matter what you're going through, no matter what the situation looks like, you can trust God. Amen, amen. That is our destiny focus for this week, trusting God in troubled times. Trusting God in troubled times. How many know that there's trouble in the land? Amen. How many know that trouble is on every side of you? But always remember that even in the midst of our trouble, we can always trust God, because this too shall pass. Woo, glory to God. I know I had to trust him. Even today I had to call on him a little bit more. Amen. Hallelujah. I had to lift up my eyes unto the hills from whence cometh my help. I know, I personally know that all of my help, it comes from the Lord. All of my help comes from the Lord. Do you know people will get tired of you? Hallelujah. They won't tolerate you too long. Oh, but my God is a long-suffering God. That's why I'm going to trust him through this troubled time, through the turbulence, through the rain, through the storm, through the discomfort, through the ill feelings, through my physicality. Sometimes this old body, hallelujah, won't function properly, but I still have to trust in my God. Amen, amen. I thank him for being alive today. I thank him for another opportunity to trust him with this word. David said, the word will I hide in my heart that I may not sin against God. I have this word down on the inside, and it's what gives me comfort. You know, the Bible says, stir up your pure mind by the way of remembrance. That's what you have to do in the troubled times. You have to stir up your pure mind, and you have to remember what God has already done. Oh, I bless the Lord today. I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. Glory to God. I don't owe no man no glory. I don't owe no man no glory. I don't owe a man any praise. I don't owe no man nothing when it comes to what God is doing and has done in my life. I give him the glory today. Yes, I respect people in their respective places. Oh, but all the glory, all the praise, all of it goes to God. Because every praise, he's worthy of every praise. And every praise is due our God. Oh, I bless him today. We thank God for each and every one of you tuning in to listen to A Time of Reflection. That is the name of this segment with New Destiny Ministries. I am your host, along with the co-host, Sister Ruby Larry, and I am Evangelist Adrian Bernard. We're on this line Monday through Friday at 1 o'clock p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 3 p.m. Central, and 4 p.m. Eastern. On Saturday, we have a wonderful husband and wife, Elder and Minister Billy Burns out of North Carolina, and they host a segment called They Overcame. And this segment deals with testimonies, and she allow you to call in and give your awesome testimonies on what God has done. That's what it's about, what God is doing, what he's doing in your life. Because without God, remember, we can't do anything. Amen. We had the privilege of having a young man yesterday, one of my little cousins, 11 years old, out of New Orleans, and he gave us a word yesterday. Hallelujah, and I've been thinking about that. And he also sung a song, 11 years old. I tell you, the Bible said gifts and callings are without repentance. So God blesses whom he chooses to with these gifts. But these gifts, we should hold them dear in our heart. Don't take them for granted. Don't abuse the gifts that God has given to you. Ah, glory to God. So we bless the Lord today. We are so grateful to have another vessel of God, another gifted young man that God has blessed down through the years, and he's still, hallelujah, blessing them each and every day to minister effectively, to be an encouragement, not to tear down, but to build up. See, we have to build one another up, and we build one another up by encouraging each other. Hey, hallelujah, all of us are going through something. Nobody is exempt. Amen. So we're going to get right on into the segment today. Again, we're talking about trusting God in troubled times. Amen. And we're just so happy to have back with us again none other than our dearly beloved prophet all the way from Greenville, North Carolina. And, you know, I've never personally had the pleasure of being in his presence physically. But you know what? We have to know one another by the spirits. Hallelujah. So the Bible says to know them that labor among you. So we have to know people by the spirit that God has given them. And he has been with us for quite a while now, some months, and I just love him and appreciate him. Sometimes he'll just, out of nowhere, the Lord may drop me on his heart, and he'll give me a call, and he'll pray for me, not getting my business, none of that, but he offers up a sincere prayer, and I thank God for that. I thank God that he is using him in this hour. Amen. So with no further ado, we like to bring to you today, and I'll let him open up with the word of prayer. Amen. And he can go on from there, and however the Lord blesses him today, whatever rhema, I believe God has a right now word for us today, a today word for us, not something that we marinated over months ago, but I believe that God has a fresh word for his people on today. Amen. So with no further ado, we like to present to some and introduce to others our beautiful, wonderful, gracious man of God, and that's none other than Prophet Carlos Pearson, all the way from Greenville, North Carolina. Amen. God bless you, man of God.
God bless you. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. So happy to have you here to minister the word. We got out a late post, but I want you to know that heaven recognizes you today. Amen. And we're just so thankful to have you with us today. We see our Sister Millie on the line, Evangelist Joshua. I see Sister Cammie on the line, and I also see some unknown numbers that I'm not familiar with, so I just want to say praise the Lord to every one of our listeners that have called in and those that come on the archives and in the chat room. You will be listening to Prophet Carlos Pearson. Amen. God bless you, man of God. We love you.
God bless you. Amen. Those of you, amen. I want to take a moment today, if you wouldn't mind, Evangelist, open a line by. And I need the people of God to give God praise for who he is and all that God is doing, even in this hour. Come on, people of God, give God praise. Hallelujah. Come on, give him praise today. Come on and give
thank
God
you,
glory.
Lord.
Come on. Come on, let's magnify him. Come on, let's exalt him. Come on, come on. Come on,
Lord,
God.
The wonderful,
Come on, exalt. Or hear a lot of words.
Thank you for
For it is in Jesus' name we do pray. And this prayer is sealed in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. For those of you that have tuned in today, I appreciate you tuning in today. Let's go to the book of Proverbs, chapter 3. Amen. Chapter 3. Let's begin reading. I'm going to take my time today. I believe that God wants to cause some things to happen. Amen. Let's begin at the first verse. And the word of the Lord reads, "My son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. For length of days and long life, and peace shall they add to thee. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck, and write them upon the table of thine heart. So shalt thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path." I'm going to stop reading there. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. People of God, we're living in an hour where people are doing what they want to do and not consulting God. We're living in an hour now where people are falling by the wayside. We're living in an hour now where people are having itching ears to hear this, that, and other. But I'm reminded that God is a God who came not to condemn the world, but through him that the world might be saved. I just believe that back in the days when we had the mother and them on the mother bench, that they made you say Jesus so much they made sure that you knew who Jesus was. Or if you didn't know who Jesus was, you was going to know who he was. As we know that the book of Proverbs is a good book because it's a book of wisdom. It is the thought of Solomon, and in traditional, it attacks the entire book. It is a book where we can get wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, but I love it because the purpose of the book is clearly to show the reader how to live wisely, how to live life with skillful ambition towards the Lord, and how to live a life that will be not so much of it being good all the time, but showing you even through your trial and through your tribulations, it is a must that you still rely on God. Let me slow down because I feel the preacher man rising, but let me do some teaching for those of you. Yeah, so that way you have a clear understanding. As we know, in the book of Proverbs, I take this very personal because of the fact that we are any men of God. The Bible says those that are led by the Spirit of God are truly the sons of God. I just believe that in this particular book, it calls for the exhortation to obedience. That means you have the thrive, you have the life, you have the energy to be obedient to what God is saying. Yeah. A lot of times we first come to the acknowledgement of who God is. We come up there like we got energy as any young person. We give our life to the Lord. We ready to tell this person. We ready to tell that person. We ready to tell any and everybody that will listen about Jesus Christ. Yeah. But after a while, it's just like life itself. As we know, a baby is born, and as time begins to excel, as they begin to grow, amen, they ain't first coming out talking, because if a baby go to talking, I'm going to start on sitting there and wonder what's really going on. Yeah. People of God, we must understand that we come out and we have to be fed and we have to be taught in the body of Christ. And we are taught in life also, but we, as time progresses, as we begin to get to know what our hands is, and we get to know what our feet is. And the baby begins, and in 1 minute, you know, they start talking, and they start looking, and they start talking. Yeah. Then after a while, they begin to crawl, and then after they start crawling for a season, they begin to try to walk. Yeah. And it's the same way in the body of Christ, because we have babes that are in Christ. And they can't take all the meat of the matter, so we have to take it slowly, because some people say, well, you know what church is all about, but if you ain't never been raised in church, we have to take our time to show you what the Word of God is all about. We have to show you what God is all about and what the reason why that Jesus came, that we may have life and have it more abundantly. Well, let me just go back just a little bit, people of God. Yeah, we have to understand in the hour that God says that in His Word, He made it just as plain and safe. He said, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thy own understanding. That means whatever thoughts you have, is they lining up with the Word of God? Is that lining up with God? We have to realize that the Bible says, that He told us, He said, my ways are not like your ways, and my thoughts are not like your thoughts, but His ways and His thoughts are higher than our thoughts. God said that when He created us, He created us that we would have an expected end. That He knew you who you was before you were born out of your mother's womb. Yeah. The thing about the people of God, when God has anointed you and appointed you, the devil can't do nothing about it. Yeah. Good God. Now, we have to understand, trust in the Lord with all of thine heart. That means we don't put our trust in man, because man will fail us. But when you put your trust in God, now, put your trust in the Lord, that is who we need to put our trust in. Now, we need to put our trust in the one that can kill the body as well as the soul. Yeah. We have to understand now, we as people of God, we must learn that we must rely and depend solely and totally on the Lord. Yeah. I might not get too many amens today, but I feel like preaching. Yeah. Well, we as people of God must realize that we don't lean not to our own understanding. Yeah. That meaning that we as a body of Christ, yeah, we must have intimacy with God in all of our life. Yeah. In every decision that we make, we must, as a body of Christ, yeah, we got to tone up, show enough, and sure enough, yeah, lean and depend on God. Yeah. We must understand, yeah, that when God, yeah, can come into our lives, yeah, and we learn that when God comes in our lives, we learn to leave other things alone. Yeah. That God has a way that was mighty sweet. Yeah. And when He has a way that's mighty sweet, because He has a small, still voice. Yeah. How many of you take the time to listen to the small, still voice? Yeah. And God may be telling you one thing, but we'd rather to go wide and broad. Yeah. Than to follow the road that's straight and narrow. Yeah. Well, people of God, yeah, as we look at this word today, yeah, acknowledge Him means fellowship and having intimacy with God. Yeah. We as a people of God must have devotion with God. Yeah. That will make our path straight, like we need to be going straight. Yeah. I'm so glad, yeah, that the Bible said, yeah, that He will make the crooked way, yeah, even straight. Yeah. But I'm so glad, yeah, that we as a people, yeah, must understand, yeah, that when God created, yeah, you for His glory, yeah, He created you, yeah, that He would get the glory, yeah, out of your life. Yeah. Somebody, yeah, anybody can tell the Lord thank you. Yeah. But having a relationship, yeah, that, see, that's what many of us have messed up these days. Yeah. Because we think that we can get it all on Sunday morning. Yeah. But let me tell you something. Yeah. As long as the doors of the church, yeah, is open, yeah, and you say that you have fellowship, yeah, at that ministry, yeah, you need to be eating at that table. Yeah. We understand and we know that we can't eat everywhere because everybody is not going to teach and preach the same thing. But I came by to let you know that you don't need to depend on your own thoughts, but trust in God in troubled times. Lord, have mercy. The Bible says, I believe that the Bible tells us over in the book of John. I'm not telling you what I heard, but I'm telling you what I read. Lord, have mercy, Jesus. We have to understand that the Bible says, let not your heart be troubled. You believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it was not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place that where I am, you may be also. Lord, have mercy. See, people of God, our lives is solely and totally in the hands of God. And see, sometimes we get away from the Bible, basic instructions before leaving earth. Lord, have mercy. We as a party must understand that if we would apply the word, it's good that we can read the word. But it's something else. When your actions, you can equal out to what the word says. And we can see the word of God coming off pages that we will walk therein. See, some people don't understand that somebody look at your neighbor and might have told your neighbor, I'm blessed and highly favored, meaning a blessing. Blessing meaning having favor on your life. See, we're not blessed like we're supposed to be because of the fact we have taken the thoughts of God and try to justify them for what we believe in and what God has said in his word. One thing that I came to let you know, if the word of God is the word of God 2,000 years ago, you can't justify the word. You can't justify your actions. But we as a people of God must learn to lean and depend on God. I just believe that people, we have forgotten how to lean on God. Well, preacher, prophet, or whatever you may say, how am I supposed to lean and depend on God? The word of God teaches us that pray without ceasing. That's one of the ways that you ain't got to lean to your own understanding. But you as a people of God must understand prayer is the key. Faith unlocks the door. We have to understand as a body of Christ that when we go to Father and we pray after you have said amen, sit there and listen to what the Father has to say unto you. People of God, the reason why we are in a messed up rut that we are in, because we won't take heed to what the Father is really saying. We won't take heed to the instructions that God is saying. So many people, Lord have mercy, won't pray out about finances. But when we get our finances, we pay our tithes and offerings, and we sort of govern ourselves to show God that we are responsible. But we always think that I'm going to be a millionaire. How is it that you say that you're going to be a millionaire? But God said, I need you to sow $300 in somebody's life. I ain't got it like that. But you don't never know what God is going to do just by your obedience. Hey, God, Lord have mercy. Being disobedient, it's like witchcraft. Lord have mercy, Jesus. But we as a people of God must learn to lean. Lean on God. Lean on God. The Bible tells us that we are not to lean to our own understanding, huh? But in all thy ways, huh? In all thy ways, huh? Acknowledge him. Now, I don't care if it was for cooking. Now, I don't care if it's about what putting on. Now, I don't even care about what church you're going to. Now, lean and depend on God. Now, he will direct. Now, he will. Now, he will. Now, he will. Now, direct your path. Now, people of God, now, remember that Jesus came. Now, not to the world, to condemn the world, but through him we might be saved. People of God. Mama can walk away. Daddy can walk away. Sister can walk away. Family can walk away. But God would never leave us. He told us in his word he would never leave us nor forsake us. But he'll be there even until the end of the world. People of God, we must understand.
Yeah, but I'm
that
going.
God is always there.
To the next one.
We have to understand that God is always there. He's going to always be there. Even after death, God is always going to be there. We have to take time, y'all, to pray and rely totally and solely on God. I just believe, people of God, when we take the time to pray and have an ear to listen to the Father, that everything that we need, we can find it in him. We can find love. We can find joy. We can find peace. But the thing about it is, what are you going to do with these things when you have them? The Bible teaches us the thief, which is the devil himself, coming by night to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus said, I come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. We as a people of God must understand, y'all.
Okay, no response.
We must trust in God.
Oh, let me go to 9.
The word tells us over in Psalm 37. Trust in the Lord and do good. So shall thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. There are some things that we have before the Lord. We have so much before the Lord. And we wonder why God has not brought these things to pass. Are we truly walking in the obedience of God? Are we truly saying, okay, God, I'm sold out for you, but how can we say that we're sold out but we're still disobedient? But we ask. Our body must understand that when we trust God, we don't trust God haphazardly, but we trust God to the fullness. We trust God when there's nothing else to do. We must trust God. How can we trust God? Getting ourselves out of the way. I want to trust God so much to the point that I can think about something and it automatically happens.
Out of New York. Remember I called her?
God says it in his word.
Well, she was on, that was the one on Sunday.
We have to understand.
Oh, okay.
God has a way of doing something. And God is the greatest power. The thing about being in God, y'all, God give us wisdom, he give us knowledge, and he give us understanding. Because James tells us that we don't have those things activated, and he would give it to us upgradedly, same or not. That's the thing, people of God. We must take our thoughts and see if our thoughts are lining up with the will of God. We must take our thoughts and see, are they what God has seen for our life. We as a body of Christ must know that God is all and will ever be what we need him to be. Proverbs chapter 6, verse 21 tells us, bind them continually upon thy heart, tie them about thy neck. Keep the Father's commandment. Let's start at verse 20. It says, my son, keep thy father's commandment and forsake not thy law of thy mother. Bind them continually upon thine heart and tie them about thy neck. We better mind the first thing to protect against adultery, our body, but the mind. The Bible says, have this mind, which was also in Christ Jesus. How are we going to have that mind, y'all? It's due to the fact we have to read the Word of God. This is, we still talking about in troubled times, trust in the Lord. This is what we have to do as a body of Christ. Pray, fast, read the Word of God. This is the only way we're going to make it. Perilous time is already here, but it ain't hit us like it's going to really hit us. Are we going to give up the ghost? Are we going to give up on God? I can't give up on God. God has brought me too far by faith. How many of you are going to really trust God? I didn't have much today, but remember this right here. Ask yourself, when you think about something, is that the way God would want it? Is this the way that God would want it to be? Is this is the way that God is thinking about things? I have a saying that I go around here and I tell them, like, that ain't God. That's not like God. Sometimes our actions, and I'm guilty of this too, sometimes our actions don't equal out to be like God. But the thing about it, people of God, trust in God. Trust in God in troubled times. Let me put this out as a freebie. Some of y'all are having trouble because you're not giving your tithe and you ain't giving your offering. Some of you debate, should I get my tithe or should I pay my light bill? Give your tithe. Give your tithe and watch God. He said he will rebuke the devourer. Your mind ain't got to be troubled. Some of your minds be troubling between 2 and 5, and some of your minds sit just trouble all day long. Because we are thinking of the things of the world. You can't run this race being carnal minded. Can't do it. Carnal minded means having a mindset like the world. We have to ask God to change our mindset. See things the way God sees things. Tell you, we look at the democracy, we look at what the economy is doing, but are we paying attention to what God is doing? We ain't missed a meal. We're asking God to still allow us to hold on. But people of God, be encouraged today. Take this note, y'all. Please take this note. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. Is your thoughts lining up with the will of God? In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. In everything that we do, in everything that we say, ask ourselves, is this pleasing God? Bible tells us, be swift to hear.
My. So, Jesus.
I'm guilty of that too, y'all, because I got to learn to listen before I say anything. But the thing about it, y'all, are we listening? Best of us as leaders on here, do we listen to God? That's why some of us tied up and jacked up. They can't get out. That's why some people are still in bondage, because they are not listening to the voice of God. There is no limitation in the kingdom. There's no limitations to God. How far are you willing to trust God? How far are you willing to say, God, you're all I got, I give you everything? Songwriter wrote a song, I Surrender All.
Yes, sir.
All to Jesus. Blessed Savior, I surrender all. When we surrender all, we wouldn't worry about these troubles. We will learn to trust the Creator. We will learn to trust the Lord. We will learn to trust Him, because He created everything. The Bible says He would do exceedingly abundant above all that we can ask or even think. Are you willing to trust God? How far are you willing to trust God? Are you willing to trust God 5 miles, 20 miles, or trust God all the way? We as a body must learn that if it's not lining up with the word of God, it's not the will. Not the will of God. Yes, we may stumble. Yes, we may fall. But the thing about it is, people, He's a just God. I'm so glad that God is not like man.
Hey, glory to God.
So, man won't forgive you, but God will. I'm so glad that my mindset is to follow Jesus all the way. Because I can't go wrong if I follow Jesus. God has a way. He has a way. When we think it's all over, God will have the way. He said, not so much. But when man said no, God would say yes.
I would say yes. Thank you, Jesus.
Put your trust in this man. He's looking for you. Because he's there. The Holy Spirit can do what needs to be done. But how far are you willing to trust God? 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 3 says, for as much as ye are manifestly declared to be the epistle of Christ, ministered by us, written not with ink, but with the Spirit of the living God, not in tables of stone, but in fleshly tables of the heart. Where is your heart towards God? Do we trust God? Do we trust? Did at the time we gave God our heart, but did we give God our life? Did we give God our hands and say, God, whatever you decide to do, these things, anoint thy hand. When we went into ministry, we understand that the apostle or the Presbyterian laid hands on us. But did we give God back our ministry? Did we dedicate our ministry to God?
My God.
How far are you willing to trust God?
How far are you willing to trust me? Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus. In troubled times, when it don't seem like doors are coming open, are you still trusting God? Are you trusting God when there's no food in the house. And all of a sudden, God sent an angel by. You don't know the angel, but they knock at the door. And there's about five boxes sitting at your doorstep, food in it. When you ain't got a dime to rub together.
Two pennies to rub together, Jesus.
And you can still go. And somebody out of the blue that say, I just want to sow a seed right in your life. You ain't got to open your mouth. But when you get a point of time, it's more than what you had before.
Yes.
People of God, it's time to not only trust God like never before, but it's time to trust God with a different. We can trust God with the materialistic things. We trust God enough to get a house. We trust God enough to get cars. We trust God enough to have the husband, wives, the children, the family. We trust God to get that job. But do you trust him enough to give God 10%? Do we trust God every day just to give God a little time? Give God time. Do we like to give God a quick 5 minutes? God wants some of your time during the day. We understand. I understand some of you are married. I understand you have children. But do you ever take the time to tell the family, let's sit in the family room. We're going to have a night where we discuss the Bible. Why you might be in there cooking and cooked up something to make your feet crawl up. Can you hold off just a minute? It's all right to laugh, y'all, because I like to laugh. Those of you that know, y'all know I like to laugh.
That's all right. It's good medicine.
Laughter is good for the soul. Some of you need to laugh. Ain't got no joy. But it's serious, y'all. Trust in God. And troubled times. We can't trust nobody else. We need to learn to trust the Lord. I hope and pray. I even hear the Father say, trust me. Trust me. For I am God, and I will do exceedingly abundantly above all that you can ask or even think.
Hallelujah.
He said, then I said you in my word, ask. And it shall be given. Seek, and it shall find. Knock, and the door shall be open. Are you knocking at the door? Are you knocking on the heart of God? The people are seeking what's in God's hand. Instead of seeking his heart, seeking his face. Do we love to seek what God can give us? But what are you seeking, God? God, what can I do for you? What can I do to inherit this everlasting life? I'd rather travel straight and narrow than to be on the road that's broad and wide. Y'all can see my strength and my joy in the Lord. God bless you.
Ah, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Word, what a word. Nothing else you can really add to or take away. We're talking about trusting God. Thank you, Prophet Pearson. In troubled times. And as he was, my mind always goes to 2 Corinthians 4, 8 and 9, where it says, we are troubled on every side. Yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down. Hallelujah. But we're not destroyed. Thank you, man of God. Troubled. Trust in God in the troubled times. Oh, I bless God for that word today. It has strengthened me.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ah, glory to God. I praise him and I bless him. Hallelujah. Somebody's going through something that's more troubling than what you think you're going through. Amen. God is troubled because they don't even have a voice to even give God some praise. But their man, their spirit man, see, God knows what's in our heart. He knows our intent. He knows everything that is, that's in your heart. So that person that's not able to mutter or utter a word to God down on the inside, huh? That spirit that God has placed in man, there's a hallelujah and there's a thank you, Jesus. Ah, you may not see their lips moving like Hannah. Hallelujah. The man of God just seen Hannah's lips moving, and he perceived that she was intoxicated, that she was drunk. Hallelujah. But Hannah said, no, man of God, no, I have a request, an urgent request that I'm seeking God for. Hey, glory to God. I'm asking God to open up my womb. Oh, glory to God. And God granted her request after she made it known to the prophet of God. She said, I'm not drunk. Oh, hallelujah. But my spirit is vexed. Hey, glory. Now, I'm trying to understand why God have not opened up my womb. And she petitioned. Hey, glory to God. The man of God already said today, many of us are not reaping the full benefits that God has for us because we are disobedient. We are trusting God in some things, but not in all things. We got to trust. When he read Proverbs 3, chapter 5 and 6, it said, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. The man of God have already said, hallelujah. We can't think about what our little minds and what our little thoughts are saying to us. How many know there's some seducing spirits in the land? And they will come and whisper to you and make you to feel like you're not nothing. Make you to feel like the trouble that you're going through is going to last forever. Ah, but how many know trouble don't last always? Hallelujah. When you are performing and you have made a decision to commit your life to God, he said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness. If we begin to seek God, all of the things will be added to us. We are troubled about things, but we should be troubled about our relationship with God. Ah, if you don't have a relationship with God, trouble will always be at your door. Hey, glory to God. But once you establish a relationship with God, when the trouble comes, God will give you a peace. Hallelujah. He'll give you some joy and enable you to get through that crisis, to get through those troubled times. There's a song that says, my soul has been anchored in the Lord. It said, though the storms keep on raging in my life, and sometimes it's hard to tell the night from day. Hallelujah. We have to know that our soul is the most important thing there is. We should cherish the relationship that we have with God. Don't let nobody make you to feel like you're not valuable. Don't let nobody make you to feel that you're unworthy. God has counted us worthy. Hallelujah. And that's why he sent his son to redeem man back. We have a chance, people of God. We have a right to expect the blessings of God, to expect the trouble to cease, to expect things to happen in our lives that other folks just don't have happening. We expect God to move supernaturally. Hallelujah. We expect the doors and the windows of heaven to be open in our lives, especially when you are doing the will of God. God won't forsake you when you're doing his will. God won't forsake you when you are paying your giving. I won't say paying. It ain't no paying. You give unto the Lord. He said, give and it shall be given back unto you. Pressed down, shaken together, running over will men give into your bosom. And I'm a witness. I have my last granddaughter, and then we're going to open up the lines. We still have about 11 or 12 callers still on the line, and we're going to give them an opportunity to come in and have Prophet Pearson, as the Lord lead him, to pray for those that's on the line. But I have a young, my youngest granddaughter just graduated in May. Amen. And I tell she's got a little part-time job at Popeyes. But even before she got a part-time job, whenever the Lord would allow somebody to bless her, she always paid her tithes. She give that religiously. It's because it's in her. It's in her because she has set upon the people that taught how to be blessed. And she would, if she get $20, $2 was going to the Lord. Then she would bring a free will offering. Amen. And even now on her job, she's very conscious. She said, oh, my tithes come out first. When she get that little check from Popeyes, honey, she's going to the bank and she's going to take out her tithes and make sure she set them aside. See, God honors us when we honor him and the word that he has given us. We talked about yesterday the widow woman. She was about to die, her and her son. Hallelujah. But guess what? She fed the man of God. She fed the man of God before she considered herself and her son. And guess what? Her oil and her barrel did not run empty. God made a way for her because she respected what the prophet said. The prophet of God have spoken today. Now you can receive it and be blessed, or you can reject it and go through trouble for the rest of your life. But if you won't, the trouble to cease in your life, all you have to do is receive this word that God has spoken on today. All you have to do is receive it. Receive it and walk in abundance of the rain that God is going to bestow upon you. He said he will do exceedingly. Do we believe that today? Trust in God in troubled times. Oh, hallelujah. I know, I don't know about you all. I can only speak for me. And I know that I've had to trust God through some dark times, through some weary times, through some alone times, through some times when I felt like even my family, my natural family, my mother, even sometime when I feel unloved and just kicked to the curb, guess what? I have to have a little talk with my Savior. Hallelujah. Because sometimes we misunderstand. We have disagreements and we fall out. We'll call it fall out. And you know, I get mad and you get mad and then, hey, we both mad. Guess what? Ain't nobody getting no glory but the devil. He's the only one getting glory. And guess what? If you are the one that God is calling to this marvelous light, then you have to have some patience with those that's still walking in darkness. Hallelujah. Those the children of light. The Bible said the children of darkness is more wiser than the children of light. Uh-huh. But we don't want to walk in darkness. We want to fulfill our calling. And our calling is in Christ Jesus. We have to make our election sure. Tomorrow is not promised to us, people of God. Whatever we're planning to do for the Lord, we better get busy and start doing it. Whatever we're asking the Lord to do in our families' lives, we have to set the mold. We have to be the first partaker. We have to be the example. Oh, God, I thank you for that word. You done stirred me up, Prophet Pearson. But we're going to go right ahead. I see Prophetess Yolanda Martinez, God bless you, woman of God, and she was invited on by Prophet Pearson today, and we're going to open up her line. Hallelujah. Let me see if she's still on the line. Ooh, glory to God. I've been fed today. Hallelujah. God always feeds us. Oh, look like she's dropped off the line. But anyway, we're going to go right on down the line, and we're going to open up the lines. And if you have a question, if you have a prayer request, or you just want to make a remark, you certainly can do so. We thank God. Our speaker today was Prophet Carlos Pearson, and his line is open. We're going to go to Sister Teresa. God bless you, Sister Teresa.
Hi, God bless you. How y'all doing?
We're doing wonderful. It's so good to see you today.
Amen. I received that word on today, Prophet Pearson, because today you were saying something about cooking. I was in the kitchen, and I was preparing my meal for tonight, and I was just thinking about some things that I'm going through, and all I said was, Lord, I trust you. And I kept saying it, and I began to feel it in my spirit. And I began to dance in the kitchen because I told the Lord that I trust him no matter what it looked like. I trust him, but I know that I have to get more into my word, because if I'm not in my word, I'm going to continue to go through some things that I'm going through, and I got to, you know, get that sword, and I got to start, you know, reading my word and getting to the word so I can fight, you know, because I know that, you know, things is coming my way because I need to get more into my word. So I just thank God for the word that you released on today. And I will to pray for you. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. God bless you.
Did you ask for some prayer, Sister Teresa?
No. You can just keep me in prayer, that's all.
All right. God bless you. We thank God for you today. Amen. We're going to go to the next call on the line, and that's none other than we're going to go to Sister Eileen, all out of the state of New York. God bless you, woman of God. So good to see you today. Sister Eileen, she may be at work. I'm not sure.
Yes, ma'am. I'm outside. Hi.
God bless you. So good to have you with us today.
Thank you. God bless you.
Amen. Did you have any special prayer requests or a question or any remarks on the word today?
No. Thank you for your word. It's just kind of timely. And sorry for the noise, just the reinforcement of what was already said to me, which is, you know, trust him and don't make any moves without him.
Amen, amen. Well, God bless you. We thank God for you being with us today. God bless you. One day I'm going to make it to New York. Ah, hallelujah. God going to fulfill
that
request.
Take you around when you come.
All right, I sure will. God bless you,
all right.
Woman of God. Amen, amen. We're going to area code 561, and the last four of your number is 9055. Can you greet us? Area code 561, the last four of your number is 9055. God bless you.
Hello?
That was Bishop Huggins from Florida. Amen.
Oh, Bishop who?
Huggins. Johnny Huggins from Florida.
Bishop Huggins. Amen.
Yeah, he, I believe
you hear us, Bishop Huggins? Well, we're just happy to have you with us today. You may not be able to say a word, but we are just thankful that you're able to be here with us today. God bless you. We appreciate you so very much. Amen. We're going to go to Sister Carter. See, Sister Carter with us today. God bless you, Sister Carter.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord, woman of God. So good to see you with us today.
Here today to hear all this good nuggets. And really, this is really good. You said that so far, are you willing to trust God?
Mm.
Is it all the way or halfway?
Mm.
No, you really have to go all the way. This is the word of God. We're going all the way with him. There is no, you know, going back because we've come too far. And regardless of what else would happen, God is taking us so good, really good, good word, very timely, especially for this day and age that people that what is happening, they're losing God. This is really, really good, and I hope everybody heard those words.
Hallelujah.
Amen. So this is really good, prophetess. That is good. Amen. Praise the Lord for the word.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Carter. Sister Carter is one of our evangelists. She's so faithful. She comes on Sunday morning and pray with us and for us. So we certainly thank God for her. We're so happy to see her with us today. We saw Sister Millie on the line. She's gone. So Sister Evangelist Joshua's on the line also. We're going to go to Sister Cammy. God bless you, Sister Cammy.
God bless you. How you doing?
Doing wonderful. How about yourself? So good to see you today.
Good. I'm good to be here. I mean, I was on yesterday, but I had to drop off because I had to go to some meetings. Praise God, Prophet Pearson. It's always good to hear him on. Hey, it's always good to hear him on. Just want to say thank you. I feel, again, blessed by the word. I'm taking it in. And also yesterday I was able to go back and hear what you had to say yesterday, which to me tied in together and being patient and continue to just trust in God and, you know, make sure you're paying your tithes regardless of what it is, you know.
I think it is
all, you know, people feel they have to have so much to do that. And, you know, when you mention about having 20 and just paying $2, and that's just obedience. You know, that's how God bless you with more, you know, because you're showing what you can do with the small amount. So I'm grateful for that. And I'm just, again, asking for prayer for me, for my family, for my finances, for my daughter as she leaves on Thursday. And just continue to make good decisions, ungodly decisions. So thank you so much.
Father, in Jesus' name, God, we thank you. We praise you, God. We give you glory, God, for what you're doing right now in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we decree and declare, God, that you will make the rough places smooth in the name of Jesus. Mm-hmm. Father, we thank you for Sister Cayman and her family. God, we pray and we decree and declare now in Jesus' name that everything that's needed, Father, you will make it so in Jesus' name. I thank you. Hallelujah. That God, whatever she have need of, Father, your word says, ask and it shall be given. Seek and shall find. Knock and the door shall be opened. And all that is needed, Father. Thank you, God. Before we ask you for the need, God, you already know what we have need of. Father, I thank you that the need is already granted. We thank you, God. What was denied, we have access to it now. In Jesus' name we do. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Your head, oh, ye gates. Ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus. God bless you, Sister Cam. We're going to keep on praying for you. Amen, amen. We're going to Liberal Democrat, and then Sister Albertine, and then Sister T, and I see Sister Dawn, and then we're going to hear from our co-host.
Amen, amen. Did I open up his line? God bless you, man of God.
Amen. Praise the Lord, everybody.
Praise the Lord. So good to see you today. We healing relationships was our past 2 weeks. We on trusting God in trouble times.
Amen. Bless his name. Amen. I got in about like 30 minutes late today, but amen. Our purpose, amen to God, to hear the word of God, because the Bible said, you know, amen to God, how can he hear without a preacher? Amen to God. And faith comes by hearing. So I said, you know, when you talk about trusting, I said, you know, I have fell out of that trusting zone for a minute because, you know, it's hard to, when you're used to doing everything for yourself, you gotta unlearn that, you know. And so I'm unlearning to do stuff for myself, and I'm learning to trust back in God again by faith, by hearing. That's why I said I'm calling to these lines, and, you know, and I'm getting my faith back, you know, by just hearing. So I just thank you, praise God, for the man of God reminding us, amen to God, to stay in our Bibles, to keep paying your tithes and whatnot, you know, and just keep trusting God no matter what it is. So, you know, those principles I got to relearn again, you know, like the word found me when you talk about tithing. Will a man rob God? I was robbing a couple of times. I said, so I just said, ouch, a couple of times. So praise God. God will find you. Hallelujah. Amen. So I praise God for the word of God today. Amen. And God, and just y'all pray my strength in the Lord. Amen. And God, you know, I'm still hearing and still getting that faith back up in me. So y'all pray my strength in the Lord.
Amen. Amen. What a blessing. What a blessing. Hallelujah. We thank God for you. Sister Albertine, God bless you. Sister Albertine. Oh, wait a minute. Okay.
Can you hear me?
God bless you. Yes, ma'am. God bless you.
God
How
bless
you doing
you,
today?
Lord, Sister Ruby. Dr. Carlos, that message was right on time. It's just been perfect and beautiful to hear it, because it's something that the Lord has been dealing with me about, trusting him, and not just trusting him for a few things, but trusting him wholeheartedly on everything, and just believe and know that he's with me in my storm. And I know that once you let go and you really just get into that word and fast and believe and trust God, that things do start to change. And I'm believing him in this season, and even some things start turning around today. And I thank the Lord for that message, and God bless you, and just keep me in prayer. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you. Amen.
And amen. You certainly sound, I love your voice. You sound happy and joyful today.
Oh, yes. The Lord has just been moving and doing some really great things, and I thank him. I'm grateful, and I'm thankful.
Amen, amen. He's going to keep on doing great, great things, because we serve a great God, and he's greatly to be praised. Amen. Hey, God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you.
Amen. Sister T? Okay, she may be on mute. Let me go to my sister, Dawn.
Oh.
Haven't
God
heard
bless
her
you,
voice
baby.
In a couple of days. God bless you, Dawn.
Hi, Dr. Pierce, and hi, Evangelist Adrian Bernard, and Sister Ruby, and all the rest of you people on the line. I miss most of it, but God, I trust God. I have to trust him, because if it wasn't for him, I couldn't do nothing at all, nothing. I know it's only him. Keep me coming to work every day, hurting every day, but God is so good. So I keep my trust in him.
Mm.
The word.
Okay, that's my oldest sister, Prophet Pearson. I'm going to ask prayer for her myself, and she does that. She go to work, hurting sometimes, her legs and stuff bother so bad.
I got the trust.
Amen.
I knew it wasn't me.
Amen.
Amen.
We go to three and declare amen. Isaiah 53:5. What's your sister's name, Evangelist?
Her name is Dawn.
Okay. Father, we thank you. We give you praise for Sister Dawn right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, that even now, we thank you, God, that you are God. Father, right now, in Jesus' name, Father, I activate Isaiah 53:5 on Sister Dawn's behalf. And every hurt place, Father, I decree and declare, and I command the pain to go to the bits from which forth it came. In the name of Jesus, Father, we speak forth healing. In the name of Jesus, we speak forth restoration now. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you that healing shall take place in several areas of her life in Jesus' name, in her body, her mind, her body, her soul, her spirit, even in her finances right now. And on that, you're quoted on my side. And Father, I decree and declare what the devil stole from her, Father, that it be replenished now. In the name of Jesus,
glory to God.
I give you praise for it. I give you honor for it. And it is so in Jesus' name. Amen.
Jesus, thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. We bless you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Be encouraged, Don. Hey, glory to God.
Thank you for that. I appreciate everything.
To God be the glory.
Glory.
Amen, amen. Sister T, God bless you.
God bless you. God bless you, too. I'm sorry I was at a place where I couldn't talk, but I just thank God for the word that came forth of today, what I was able to hear. Yeah, I'm yet trusting God in all things. I'm asking prayer for my daughter. As I was taking the call today for the radio broadcast, my daughter has been dealing with some things at work, and she called me today and told me that she resigned. So I'm just asking the Lord to continue to cover her finances and her health and her strength and lead her and guide her in whatever direction she needs to go in. So my prayers for my daughter Ashley today. Thank you. Pray my spirit in the Lord.
Amen.
Father,
amen.
We thank you. We give you praise for this sister's daughter. What's your daughter's name, sis?
Ashley.
Father, we decree and declare.
Thank you,
Ashley, Lord God, give her a peace of mind right now in Jesus' name. Father, I demand the demons to back up, get back. Go back to the bit from which forth you came in Jesus' name. Father, we know that your word says, thieves come by night to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus, you said that you come that we may have life and have it more abundant. Now, Father, we swear forth, we decree and declare that the abundance of life will begin to shower now, and it begin to come forth like never before. In Jesus' name, cover every area of her life. Cover every area of Sister Ashley's life. And God, I give you praise. I give you glory. I count it all joy. Father, I think that she shall lean not to her own understanding, but God, she will learn, depend, and believe you, God. Thank you, Lord God, in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah.
God bless you.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I'm asking.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. We're going to go to Sister Ruby.
Praise the Lord, everybody. It's just
praise Him.
Yeah, praise the Lord. It's a blessing to be in the number that Jesus Christ has called. And, you know, for me, it's a blessing that He orchestrates this broadcast. He orchestrates each of His pastors, prophets, teachers, and ministers to come on this broadcast and give us a rhema word from Prophet Pearson. The Lord leads you at various times, and you come on. We don't even know you're on there, but you go by what the leading of Jesus Christ has given you. And I just thank Him today for using you to come forth with a rhema word to let us know how we must dwell and work into this kingdom of God. And if we're lacking any way we're doing, that He's going to allow us to repent and get it right. So, man of God, we just thank you and praise you, and we just want to bless you and, Lord, keep you, and everything that you need and will is all in Jesus. Pray my strength in the Lord. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. We're going to, I'm going to ask for Prophet Pearson, go ahead.
Yeah, Bishop Hugg, is you there, sir?
He's still on the line. Is still open. Bishop Huggins?
Yeah.
He's still on the line. His line is open, Prophet Pearson.
Okay. You there, Bishop?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Greet the people, man of God.
God bless you, Bishop. Your line is open. God bless you. Thank you for tuning in. Your line is open. You can speak.
I don't know what's going on. Amen. Amen.
I heard him say he was here.
Praise the Lord.
Yes.
Yes.
Praise be to God Almighty, from whom all blessings flow. We bring you greetings from Tulsa Living Christian Center in Boynton Beach, Florida, where the Chief Apostle Shaquan S. Huggins, presiding Bishop Johnny E. Huggins, is co-pastor. It's an honor to be with y'all on this evening. I enjoy the message and the messenger.
Yes.
For truly God is blessing the people of God.
Yes.
I just want to comment a little bit on the tithes. People have a misconcept about the tithes because they think the tithes is for the pastor. And tithes are not for the apostle, it's not for the bishop, it's not for the pastor, but it's for the edifying and the building of the kingdom of God. So when you don't pay your tithes, when you're not paying your tithes, believe me, you're not hurting the leaders, but you're hindering your blessings. Because the Bible says, bring all tithes into the storehouse that may be meat in my house. Therefore, when your time of need has come, then you deserve to go to the house of God, and your need shall be met. But if you don't sow, you shall not reap. And everybody that is thinking, oh, pastor, this is for pastor, this is for the bishop, this is for the apostle. No, that concept is false, and the devil is a liar, and he goes back to the pit of hell he came from. Your tithe is for the upkeeping of the church and for the edifying the body of the Christ. And there be any sick amongst you, if there be any widows amongst you, that is what the tithe and offering is for. It's not for your leaders. Y'all need to get that out your head. Oh, they riding their Mercedes Benz off of my tithe. Or they got that 7-bedroom house off of my tithe. That's not what the purpose of the tithe is for. It's for the body of Christ and for the building of the kingdom. Once we learn how to get that out of our concept and learn to give because it's required by God, then the blessings of God will begin to reign in your life. But until you allow stuff to get out of the way, until you stop with this nonsense and this foolishness about the apostle and the pastors, you will never be able to reap the benefits that God has for you. That's why a lot of the things of God are still in bondage. That's why a lot of us still going through the hell we're going through because we so grudgingly, oh, because the apostle this and the pastor, I'm not giving, I'm not doing this, I'm not doing that. But you understand, every time you say you're not doing something, that's a blessing you don't hinder yourself from getting.
My.
Stop. That's the problem. We need to stop worrying about what the next man is doing. We need to stop worrying about what other people are doing and worry about ourselves. Once you learn how to worry about self, once you learn to do the thing that self is required to do, then everything else in your life will fall into place. That's why our children are going to hell. That's why our young people are dying. That's why there's so much sickness amongst us, disease and poverty, because we're so busy worrying about what Sister Hannah May is doing and Brother Susan is doing that we forgot what God has required us to do. And once the people of God realize what your requirement is, what is your purpose is, and what is your destiny, then the manifestation of God's blessing will begin to flow.
That's right.
But until we get to that point where it's no longer about self, but it's all about kingdom, we will never have what God has for us. Just want to encourage you. Just want you to let you know. It's not about leadership. And leadership has nothing to do with this, but it's about the blessings that God has upon your life. In order for you to reap those blessings, the Bible requires us to pay our tithes and our offering. And believe me, when you begin to pay your tithes and your offering, the blessings of God will manifest itself in your life. The things that you are lacking, you will not lack no more. The situation that you're going through, you won't have to go through no more. The sickness in it upon your house will no longer be upon your house. Those generational curses will be destroyed. The curses on your bloodline will be destroyed. God said, I am not lacking concerning my promises. Those are my people who humble themselves. See, that's our problem. We don't want to humble ourselves, okay? You got to humble yourself in the presence of God. No matter how bad things look, no matter what your situation, your circumstances may be, humble yourself. Pay your tithes and your offering. Get in your seat with calling. Begin to pour out to God. Begin to surrender to God. Lord, whatever it is I've done wrong, whatever it is that I'm going through, God, I know it's just a test. God, I know you're just trying me for a purpose, God. But God, I know that at the end of my storm, victory shall be mine. Be encouraged, peace of God. Just be encouraged.
Thank you, man of God, Bishop Huggins. What a word. Hallelujah. Thank you, man of God. Hope we getting this today. Hallelujah. We also had Prophetess Yolanda Martinez was with us also, Prophet Pearson. God bless you, Bishop Huggins. Thank you for that awesome word. You know, when we come into this thing, when we decide to give God our life, we have to trust every word that has been written. And every word the man of God said earlier, how can we hear without a preacher? And Malachi specifically tells us, will a man rob God? And it was answered, how do we rob you? He said, with tithes and offering. Bring, and the man of God just said it. This is for the perfecting and the edifying of the body. And I you know, I don't boast in a lot of things, but I boast in the things that God has given me. And I really take pride because we don't come on this line to minister the word for silver or gold. Hallelujah. Man of God never asked for it. And when we come on here every day to minister the word, it's to encourage, inspire. It is to enrich others. It is to empower others and to open up our awareness. Hallelujah. Not for us to be selfish. There's a scripture where the Bible says, think on the things that are lovely. Think on the things that are pure and of a good report. And anytime you say you are a part of a ministry, then guess what? That is in your spirit. You become concerned about that ministry. You become concerned about the overseer of that ministry. God is the one that blessed. I had to just go out and just I just show Sister Ruby a blessing. I said, Lord, I need another purse, and this is a tangible thing. But you know God said he'll give you the desires of your heart. And I said, Lord, I need another purse. I'm sick of this purse on my own. And you know, today the Lord blessed me, and I wasn't even prepared for that. Bless me with a designer bag. And I said, Lord, I thank you. God did it.
That's right.
You know, some things you tell because you want to give God the glory in it. And I'm giving God the glory because I made that request. I spoke it. And I didn't go out in the store to purchase it. It was dropped in my lap. So God will overtake us if our heart is right. Hallelujah. And I don't know how we got on this subject today, but guess what? I believe anything that God speaks, every word he speaks, it's not going to return to him void. It's going to accomplish that which he sent it to do. So we bless the Lord for Prophet Pearson. I want some special prayer today. I need special prayer. And I want him to pray for my mother in New Orleans. I want him to pray for my unsaved family. I want him to pray for my brothers and my sister. I want special prayer for my sister Danielle that's been in prison for 20 years. I'm looking for the Lord to really just open up. You know, that's a long time to believe God and to still trust him that he's able, you know, to tell somebody every year that, hey, trust God, trust God, trust God. 20 years and the doors of freedom haven't opened. But I'm still telling her every day, every opportunity I get, I tell her, Danielle, God has not forgotten about you. So I want special prayer for me and my family today, Prophet Pearson. Truly, this has been a trying day for me. I really don't even know how it's, I know how I made it here. It's only because of the grace of God. But I had so much going on today. You know, trouble, 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 trouble. And I really had to press my way even today, but I'm here and I'm on this line and I dare not disappoint God. I might disappoint you, but I don't want to disappoint God. Hallelujah. So I need
Amen.
Prayer today. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Father, we thank you. We give you praise now, Father. We thank you, God, that you are God. Father, we thank you for the visionary of this line right now in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we even, I touch as well as agree with her, Father, in Jesus' name. Father, we command the doors of the prison to come open for her sister now in Jesus' name. As Paul and Silas, Lord God, they was locked up, God. They was bound in chains. And, Father, as they began to sing and as they began to pray, Father, the chains began to break, God, and the doors came open for them then to be free. Now, Father, you had the same power, which I know you got today. Father, you would do the same thing for her sister. Lord, I decree and declare that her sister will come home. In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Father, I decree and declare not in today's hint that a praise report will come forth.
Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for the report, God. Not guilty. I give you praise for it right now. In the name of Jesus. Father, praise, brother. Father, we pray for our family in genuine, God. We pray, God, that ways shall be made. Doors shall be opened. In the name of Jesus. Everything that she needs, Father, everything that Evangelist Bernard needs. Father, she don't do this. But Father, she be led by your spirit. And she's shown up a daughter of yours. And I decree and declare, God, that the blessings of you, Lord, will make her rich and add us no sorrow.
Thank you, God. Thank you,
God. God, I give you praise now. Thank you for a victorious support now.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
It is so. In the name of Jesus. Have your way now, Father. In the name of Jesus. Father, thank you, and I give you praise.
Thank you, God.
Move now, God, every mountain. Cast every mountain. We command every mountain to be thou removed and cast into the sea. And we are not doubting our heart, but we believe those things that we pray for. But your word says those things that we pray for, we shall have those things, Father. We thank you. We receive those things in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
We give you praise for Jesus' name.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord.
You know, you asked God spoke yesterday. Hallelujah. You know, when God gives you a word to speak, you just expect the enemy to come in. But God said when he come in like a flood, he said, I'll raise up a standard. And that's what God had to do. He had to raise up a standard for me from after I preached, after I spoke yesterday, up until the day. God had to raise up a standard for me.
Thank you, Lord.
And I knew, hallelujah, I knew once God give you something and you are obedient to what God has spoken, expect the opposition. Expect it because it's
That's
coming.
Right. That's right.
It's coming. Anytime you're doing anything for the Lord, glory to God. Expect it. And sometimes it comes unexpectedly and you're shocked and you're surprised, darling, especially when it comes from your own camp. When it comes from your own camp, that hurt and that wound, it just penetrates so deep. Because you're not expecting it. You expect the enemy to attack you. But you don't expect your friend. You don't expect those that you labor with. Those that you comforted. Those that you provide for. You don't expect to receive evil from those that you love, those that you have in your bosom. You don't expect that.
It
knocks you off your feet. It takes all of your wind. Hallelujah. And I'm reminded, Prophet Pearson,
Yes, ma'am.
I'm reminded of the boxers, those that fight and get in the boxing ring. There's only going to be one champion. Hallelujah. The last man is going, the strong man is going to wind up standing with their hand raised. So we have to know that we're in a fight. But I thank God because the fight is fixed. And it's
all right.
Favor. God fixes the fight before it ever begins. Because he knows who's coming out the stronger. The strong, all there's a cliche that said only the strong survive. Hallelujah. But even in our weakness, that's when we're our strongest. When we when we feel like just collapsing, hallelujah, the Lord will send his angels to lift you up. And I thank God. I thank God for men and women of God that pray. For the Bible says the effectual fervent prayers of the righteous are standing today because of the effectual fervent prayers of a righteous man and woman. I thank God for your prayers. I know I may not talk to you all. I may not see you all every day. But I feel your prayers. Hallelujah. Jesus. I feel those prayers. Hallelujah. And that's what gives me strength. Hallelujah. That's what caused me to know that I can't get out this race. I have to endure. Hallelujah. I have to cross the finish line. Hey, you know,
hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Glory. Hallelujah. It ain't going to be easy. You know, no, Messiah. But my eyes is on the prize. I've suffered too long. I've made too many sacrifices to walk away from God. Hallelujah. I have to keep my eyes on God. Thank you, Jesus. I bless him today. Oh, glory to God. My heart is so full today. Thank you, Prophet Pierce.
To God be the glory.
I'm going to give it back into your hands. Anybody else have anything else? Any other prayer requests on this line before we depart? God, I just feel like somebody on this line needs to just open up their mouth and begin to just praise God. Hallelujah. Sister Ruby said, praise him in the small things sometime. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise him. Thank you, Jesus. Glory
hallelujah,
to God.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. God.
Oh, bless your name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Ah.
You know, my sister, Prophet Pearson, I'm going to say
hallelujah,
this.
Hallelujah, Lord.
On the line, that's my biological sister. And you know what? She's always, even when she wasn't serving God, she always, God have just given us spirit on how to love and treat people. She's always kind to people. It's nobody she meets she calls a stranger. That's a personality. That's a spirit that God has given up. And I tell you, I just appreciate her because she's been on the line. She's been coming on this line along with Sister Ruth since its inception. And she never asks for anything. But sometimes she's not even able to say anything because she's on her job listening to the word. And, you know, that gives me comfort to know that I have a family member that's supportive of me. Don't ask for nothing, but just to see her number show up on the broadcast. Oh, glory to God. That's a strength to me. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Well, I thank you every day, Lord,
because
I know
thank
it
God.
Oh, bless your name, Lord.
Amen. Oh, I bless you, Lord Jesus.
That's all right. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
Tom BT said, you don't know my story. Nobody knows your story. Hallelujah.
Only the good Lord
right.
knows your story.
That's all right.
There's nothing hidden
hallelujah.
From him. He
knows
the secret.
Yes, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Wow. Hallelujah. He sees what we
say.
Oh. He sees when the eyebrows and the eyelashes and all the makeup is removed. God sees us as we are. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Oh, I bless him today. I bless him. Back to you, Prophet Pearson. You can call us on out. God, I bless you today, Jesus.
Amen. Hallelujah. We thank God for what he's done. Amen. We thank God for our life and word.
Bless your
Amen.
Name,
we just give God praise. Amen. Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you, God, for what you've done and what you have already done.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
People, God, we pray, God, that you will continue, God. To give
yes,
God.
Thank
you, God. Number four, in Jesus' name, Father, we know that you talk to us
hallelujah,
through your word.
Hallelujah.
Father, we thank you and we give you praise, Father, for what you shall do. Father,
yes,
I pray
God.
Now, God, that you will do exceedingly abundantly above all, God, that you can ask a thing. I even decree, Lord, that even people, God, even some of these forerunners that's in the gospel, Lord, if you begin to tune into this line, Lord, God, and
yes,
allow
God.
That action to you, God, to tune in.
God,
and, God, we give you praise. We give you glory, God. Dismiss us not from your divine presence, but, Lord, God, dismiss us from this presence.
Yes, God. Yes, God.
We can give you praise, honor, and glory for it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, glory to God.
Oh, bless your name, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Oh, we give you a wave offering even now, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah,
hallelujah
Lord.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Oh, just praise him wherever you are. Tell
bless
him thank you.
God. Thank you, Jesus.
Tell him thank you. Thank him for your children.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord.
Thank him.
Thank you. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Hallelujah, 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 Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord.
For your mother.
We praise, oh God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Even in our
lift you up even now, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
I thank God for mother. Hallelujah.
Yes, God. Yes, God. Hallelujah, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yeah, I pray God's blessing on each and every one of you all that's on the line today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless God for you.
Bless your name, God. Bless your name, God.
Hallelujah. Please, the blood.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yes, God.
Hallelujah. I don't know who this is for, but if you have any blessed oil in your house,
yes, God.
Hallelujah. Start anointing.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Ah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord.
Where their head is.
Bless
anoint
your name, God. Bless your name, God.
Room.
Bless your name, God.
And plead the blood over your children.
Hallelujah. That's right. That's right, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah.
Over your children, apply the blood.
Yes. Yes. The blood. Hallelujah. Go back to your head.
Jesus said, when I see the blood,
yeah,
God said, I will hold you.
Know,
you. Get that oil.
Yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah.
Oh, my new
Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord.
And anoint your heart. Anoint your garage.
anoint your car, and anoint where your children, where your husband, and your wife, lady. Hey!
Have your way, Lord. Have your way, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah.
What the Lord is saying. And if you don't have no blessed oil, go out and buy you a bottle of oil.
Watch your hands.
Minister.
Jesus.
Minister Rose Tillman. Some of you all that's on Facebook, you see her. Minister Rose Tillman, you talking about a Holy Ghost filled, five baptized woman. She will be bringing the word tomorrow. Minister Real Rose Tillman of Highway and Hedges Ministry.
Hallelujah.
In Denver, Colorado. She will be bringing the word tomorrow. So
have
if you
way,
don't
Lord.
Have no blessed oil, go out this evening, get you a bottle of oil, and I'm going to have the woman of God tomorrow to pray over that oil. And once you pray over it, then it becomes anointed. Then it becomes
hallelujah
to the Lord.
That's right. That's right. Hallelujah. I receive it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Plead the blood. Yes, plead the blood. Plead the blood.
Jesus.
Glory
Jesus.
To God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord.
Ooh, we bless you today, God.
Bless your name, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, God. We thank you,
hallelujah.
Lord, for the man
hallelujah.
Of God. And Prophet Pearson,
yes.
You better get you some good shoes, baby. Get you a good suitcase. Hallelujah. And God gonna bless you with some traveling clothes. Put
yes,
on your clothes because God is going to open up some doors of opportunity outside of North Carolina.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
All right.
Man, glory to God. So you get ready.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And when they look for you, they won't be able to find you. Because God going to have you in another place.
Okay.
This is a new season.
Man.
This is a new season.
Amen.
So get ready.
Amen.
For this season.
Yeah, I'm waiting for my luggage. I just called about my luggage yesterday, so I'm waiting for it to get here. I just called about it yesterday.
He said, God is going to open up some doors for you, man of God.
Man, I just called about my luggage.
Is
Amen.
Your obedience and your willing heart.
Amen.
A willing heart God is
right.
able to use.
Right.
Don't worry about the provisions. Didn't he provide for that widow woman in our sight? Didn't
yes,
he cause the ravens to feed the man of God?
Yes,
hallelujah.
Amen.
God is going to make the provision. All
Amen.
You have to do is be obedient.
Yes, ma'am.
Same word I'm speaking to you. I'm speaking it, Lord. Let it happen for me, too. Hallelujah.
It's going to happen.
The doors are opening. Hallelujah. Open up the floodgates of heaven. So tune in tomorrow. Minister Rose Tillman will be with us on tomorrow ministering the word of God. Hallelujah. We're looking for Prophet Pearson when the Lord speaks to him, and he's going to be able to come on weekly.
Amen.
Weekly.
Amen.
If not weekly, bi-weekly, to give
Amen.
A word to the people
Amen.
Of God. We're looking for that
Amen.
To happen. Amen. And
Amen.
We want him to be prayerful about it because God knows what he's doing. Ha! I don't
Amen.
Know what to do sometimes, but God knows what to do at all times.
All
Amen.
Right.
On anything. We thank God for Sister Ruby. I just praise God for Sister Ruby. Opening up our home. I'm not able to get here every day, but I thank God for God opening up her heart to be able to give her the passion and the love that she has for souls and the passion and love that she has for the ministry. That's a blessing. She does so many things she never wanted spoken of, but God knows and he sees her heart. Amen, and I just thank God that her be here at such a time as this. So we thank God for you. God bless you, man of God. We love you and appreciate you, Liberal Democrat. We just appreciate you coming and just signing on and getting in the chat room and coming on and fellowshipping the sweet fellowship with us. We just bless the Lord for you today. Amen.
God bless you.
And Sister Cam, and you all have just been faithful. Sister T, I tell you, God, I bless you. Hallelujah. I thank God for you women of God. Sister Teresa, thank God for hallelujah. Sister Queen out of New York, we just met a couple of weeks ago. And Sister Carter, we just thank God for all of you. Sister T, Inception, hallelujah. And God is just doing some great things. Pray for us. We're still trying to get our annual together, so we're waiting on God even for that, waiting on direction. And amen. So God bless you all. We're going to close off, close on out with the song.
You got to stop waiting on civil war.
You may think that it's over, that your life is done. Oh, my.
It's come.
Don't sweat the challenge. Your battle's already won. Listen, y'all. See, God writes the end before the story begins. Oh, he told me to tell you the
best.
As the author of your faith, he wrote a provision for you to win. You're a winner, you're a winner, you're a winner. Yeah.
You ain't seen your best days yet.
You ain't seen your best days yet.
You ain't seen your best days yet.
I don't care what people told you, you ain't seen
your best days yet.
So don't get my heart up
for
my.
Stay in the faith, my sister.
My brother.
What you know? You ain't seen your best day yet. Get away from negative words. Get away from negative people. Hear God speak to you. Is on the way. I see you eagle, I see you flying high. Ooh, you ain't seen nothing, you ain't seen nothing, you ain't seen nothing. I know you may think that you have, but God told me to tell you, you gotta keep on fighting, keep on praying. You ain't seen nothing. It's cool.
Love you, Dawn. Love you, Sister Albertine.
Love you, too. You have a very blessed day. You and Sister Ruby and all the people on the line. Talk
Amen.
To you later.
Amen. God bless you, Dawn. Hadn't God heard your voice.
You.
I got to call you and give you an update on your mama.
I would have to. She all right, huh?
Yeah, she all right.
Oh, okay, that's all that matter. But I know how she is. I talked to her yesterday. But God
oh,
bless her.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah,
God bless you. God bless you, liberal Democrat. We love you. Appreciate you.
Okay. All right.
Amen.
All right, Prophet Pearson.
Yes, ma'am.
God bless you. You done blessed my heart. I didn't know I had all that in me. I needed to pour it out today, though.
Sometimes you got to do what you got to do, but you give me a call later on when you get still.
I will.
All right. Love you.
I love you, too. Have a great day.
You too.